Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In April 2022, 8 years into Yemen's civil war, the United Nations brokered a truce between the warring parties, Iran-backed Houthi rebels, and Yemen's internationally recognized government, supported by a coalition led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The truce ended much of the violence and opened the door to a settlement of the conflict. In the meantime, the civil war created one of the world's worst humanitarian crises, which, despite the truce, continues today. But just as conditions began to improve, the Houthis' actions, including their decision to attack ships passing through the Red Sea, put in doubt all the gains made over the past 2 years. The Houthis are trying to apply a chokehold on global shipping through the Red Sea, said U.S. alternate representative to the UN, Robert Wood. As a result, people around the world face increased cost for goods and supplies.
Rerouting a ship around Africa adds roughly 10 days and $1 million U.S. dollars in fuel costs for each one-way voyage between Asia and Europe. The Houthis also continued to lay siege to cities in Yemen and prevent the transfer of food, water, and humanitarian aid to civilian populations.
The United States does not desire more conflict in the region, said Ambassador Wood. However, we cannot stand by as the Houthis attack ships with seeming impunity.
In response to attacks on U.S. naval vessels, the United States has taken necessary and proportionate measures in the exercise of its inherent right of self-defense, as described in letters provided to the Council on January 12, January 26, and February 6. These strikes, taken in self-defense, aim to disrupt and degrade the Houthis' ability to continue their reckless attacks against vessels and commercial shipping in the Red Sea, the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, and the Gulf of Aden.
In addition, last month the United States announced the designation of Ansar Allah, commonly known as the Houthis, as a specially designated global terrorist, effective February 16th, said Ambassador Wood.
The United States seeks to narrowly target the Houthis' terrorist activities while mitigating any humanitarian harm on the people of Yemen, who deserve the chance for a better future.
It is important that any intra-Yemeni peace framework include broad engagement with Yemeni civil society and other stakeholders, said Ambassador Wood. Their calls for justice, accountability, and redress for human rights abuses and violations must not only be heard, but also addressed.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.